Dunya, this world, this place that we are present in, the name of this place is Dunya, the world. And the reality of the world, the reality of this world is difficulties, worries, problems, calamities, disease, illness, and many other things. That's the definition of this world that we live in. And here, this is the reality, the ground reality of this world. And Jannah is where a person will get enjoyment beyond enjoyment. You will not get this. It's impossible to acquire that in this world. But the poor human being, all life long, he tries to acquire that luxury in this world. Total effort of the human being is that I don't want any difficulty, I don't want any worries, I don't want any problems. Every task of mine should be fulfilled according to my desire, my preference. Every second passes in this way, that how can I make this life a life of luxury, from one house to another house, from this house to another house, from one business to another business, from one car to another car. That's it. That's his effort. That's what he desires. That all I want to do is somehow live here. My life is so smooth and according to my desires, whatever I want it to occur. And he tries from one place, another difficulty comes. Then he goes back to equilibrium, his status. That's the dunya, that's the definition of this world. The definition of this world isn't that a person will get what he wants, that he can acquire everything. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept such a thing, prepared such a thing, that difficulties, problems, worries, restrictions, obstacles, that a person can be free from these things. Yes. Yes, Allah has prepared such a factor, something that will release us from those issues. And apart from those issues, doesn't matter how much a person tries, how much he tries to create or manufacture or different methods and different efforts and struggle, work hard. Doesn't matter how much a person utilizes his brains, his intellect, and he makes techniques, but it's impossible to avoid those things. But there's one thing. There's one thing, if a person adopts that, implements that, then alhamdulillah, he acquires release from those issues. From illnesses, from problems, from severe conditions, from all of these issues and obstacles, he gets release. He's free from that. But it's sad to say that we try to straighten our affairs through our minds and efforts and brain and thinking, but not on that part, those resources and methods and means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained and given to us, that we should adopt them. And those people who, alhamdulillah, who are people of wisdom and understanding, they attained that route that Allah gave, alhamdulillah, their lives became an example for all. Yes, difficulties came, problems, worries, etc., but didn't affect them. It didn't affect them in a big way. Yes, temporarily there are restrictions and obstacles and barriers, but wasn't that consequence that we see of the normal man of public. So what is that factor, the underlying factor that annuls those issues and problems and barriers? You can get a release from those things. That is Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. When Allah's mercy comes to a person, wherever it comes, to whichever person it comes upon him, it comes the mercy of Allah, then from there all the issues evaporate, disappear, all of disasters of the world end at that time for that person. Because that's the reality, that issues come at that time when a person is at a loss from Allah's mercy, otherwise they wouldn't come. They won't come. Where there is Allah's mercy, issues cannot arise. Yes, these issues arise in those places or at that time when Allah's rahmah is not present. So it's obvious that when a person is enveloped, surrounded, attains the mercy of Allah, and the mercy of Allah will come to that person, he will attain Allah's mercy, then these issues will not be there for him. Then his life, alhamdulillah, in the world will be like paradise, living in paradise in the world. Now, what is the methodology to acquire Allah's rahmah, mercy? What is the methodology? So when a person is presented with circumstances, for example, the circumstances that are in front of us now, yes, there's a disease, an illness, adab, a punishment, whatever name you want to give it, attach to it. And if we don't understand it, if we don't understand it, that's a different matter. If we don't realize what's going on, then what's the reason for it coming? Is this, was Allah's rahmah has gone. It's been uplifted. Allah's rahmah, mercy has been uplifted. Disappeared. Always, whenever in a home, in your life, when a distress comes, an issue comes, then immediately the reason for that is Allah's rahmah is not on that person. Remember this point. In that home where there's argumentation, consider there's no rahmah of Allah there. In that home where there's no unity, Allah's rahmah is not there. Allah's rahmah, mercy is not there, not present. Whenever an issue arises, in your life, family life, in your daily lives, in countries, in cities, in the dunya, international issue, this is, isn't it? That a global issue, the dunya is immersed in this adab, one adab. This is clearly one reason that Allah Ta'ala has lifted His mercy from the whole world. When the mercy goes, then Allah Ta'ala's adab comes in this form, in this dunya. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given a great sign for the people of Iman. For the people of Iman, this is a great sign that my creation, you alhamdulillah, the people of Iman, you have the Quran, that you have the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnahs, his lifestyle. So why are you devoid of the rahmah of Allah? Why are you not attaining the mercy of Allah? Why are you far from the mercy of Allah? So Allah's rahmah, mercy, today, at this moment in time, if Allah's mercy descends, alhamdulillah, then this illness will vanish, automatically will disappear. It's just Allah's rahmah that we need. Allah's mercy. So for the people of Iman, alhamdulillah, is a great opportunity. Great opportunity that we don't know the resource that we can acquire Allah's mercy through. You can't buy it from a shop, from a store. How will Allah's rahmah come? Think. How will Allah's mercy come? Think. How will Allah's mercy come? Question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the means to acquire His rahmah, His mercy. Allah's rahmah can come onto that person if he acquires the means, the resources, if he adopts them, implements them. So what are the resources that Allah has given to us that we can utilize to acquire Allah's mercy? Soon as a person implements that deed, Allah's rahmah will descend on that person. Subhanallah.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأسيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته.
Who is saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. Which kitab? The kitab that we embrace to our chest, that we kiss. Yes? So why don't we have yaqeen?
أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Allah says, O people of Iman, O believing men, O believing women, when you are immersed in problems and difficulties, that you cannot see the way out,
the solution,
yeah, then you will not get the cure from anywhere else, Allah says. You will not get the cure from anywhere else. Yes, take hold of Allah's rahmah. Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. O believing men and women, do the dhikr of Allah in abundance. In abundance. Kathira, Allah says, without any limit, unlimited dhikr. High quantity. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. Allah has given us two special times. The time in the morning. And that's a beautiful special time from Fajr until sunrise. Ishraq. Yes, don't sleep. This is the time for Allah's rahmah. Allah's mercy. This is when Allah's mercy descends. Subhanallah. Then Mawlana sahab is not saying this, Mufti sahab is not saying this, Allah is telling us this. Allah Ta'ala has opened up the route, the path, that you have no need to be upset or worried. Whenever worry comes, when a problem comes, when a difficulty comes, then consider that Allah's mercy is gone because you haven't taken all of the rules. Also Allah has given us the methodology that do dhikr kathira in your life, and when it's morning for you, morning time, then you should start the day with a dhikr of Allah, pray the fard salah. The women folk should sit on their prayer mat at home and take the tasbih and do the dhikr of Allah. And the men folk, they should attend the masjid and after praying Fajr Salah, do the dhikr of Allah there. Then see the rahmah of Allah. Then what will happen? Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Subhanallah. Allah says, then you'll see the rahmah, the style of my rahmah is me. It is Allah who blesseth you and His angels bless you. Amazing. Imagine the quantity. How many angels, if Allah starts to bless us, blesseth us, then imagine the quantity of angels that will bless us at that time. Look at the amal, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. What wasteful people we are, wasters we are. In the Quran, Allah has given us prescription, formula, but we bop around in the world from pillar to post like headless chickens. Yes, we don't want to accept what Allah is saying. We don't want to listen to what Allah Ta'ala is saying. The so clear, pure, transparent verse of the Quran. Allah saying, Yusalli alaykum wa malaikatu. Me, He it is Allah. And my angels, how many? All of the angels with Allah. There won't be no angel that's going to drop out. Said, what do we all do? What do we do? That whenever a person does dhikr like this, kathira, high quantity, and morning and evening, he remembers Allah. Allah says, me, yusalli alaykum wa malaikatu. We together send the mercies and the blessings, Allah's blessings onto the creation, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. And we, when we speak of dhikr, why do we do dhikr? Why are we invited to dhikr? It's just a time wasting. Why are we doing this? He's Peer Sahib, he's a peer, he wants to make murid students. For the sake of Allah, understand. For the sake of Allah, understand the Quran. Where there's no rahmah, there will be adab, there will be darkness. Allah said this Himself. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That darkness you were in, the mercies were to come. You were in darkness, you had no light. You were in calamities, you were in disaster, and worries were attached to you. Your life was devoid of blessings, your life was a waste. There were sicknesses, magic, evil potions and evil spells had been cast, and you had difficulties and ajeeb, weird illnesses of the spirit, of the soul, and you took tranquilizers and antidepressants. You were crazy. This is dhulumat. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. And with the barakah of this dhikr, Allah says, I took you, I extracted you from all difficulty to where? To noor. To light. I signed you to the light. To purity, where there's contentment, no illness, no worry, no problem. Alhamdulillah, yaqeen in Allah, faith in Allah, love in Allah, thinking about Allah, thinking about the hereafter. No worry, no poverty, no difficulty. Even if a difficulty comes, oh, it's from Allah. You'll run to Allah, to the masjid, tawakkal Allah. How do we acquire this? Allah Ta'ala says, when you do dhikr kathir, high quantity, abundance, morning and evening, regularity in dhikr, habitual.
But dhikr, my friends, Allah Ta'ala's fadl-e azim, massive, massive blessing of Allah, that He has allowed us, alhamdulillah, the ability, tawfiq, to sit in His remembrance. Massive, massive tawfiq. We make a fuss. Fuss, tell me the cure, show me the cure today. Has anyone cured this, the problem that we have? Has anyone have belief? The cure of this disease is the dhikr al-buz. When dhikr is done, Allah's rahmah will come. يُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So Allah Ta'ala said this as well, that the people who do my dhikr, they in reality are the believers. And He is merciful to the believers. So those who don't do dhikr are not mu'mineen. They're not mu'mineen. Yes, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah says that I will bring you forth from darkness into light. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. I am the one who gives rahmah, mercy to the believers. Allah says, Rahim. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. My rahmah is only for the mu'mineen. And who are the mu'mineen? Who do dhikr and kathira, morning and evening, they remember me. That woman, that man. Yeah, Allah has given good news. Good glad tidings. These are the mu'mineen. My rahmah is with these people. These people. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. Tell me, should we leave dhikr now? Should we shun dhikr? In the hadith it is stated, in those homes where the dhikr of Allah is performed, look at Allah's rahmah, definition, explanation, a scene that Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah stated, those homes in which the dhikr of Allah is performed, mashaAllah, just like with the fadl of Allah, you all have started, haven't you? Yes, great, great fadl and karam and mercy, you're sat, your children are sitting, your women folk are sitting, and instead of the singing and the dancing has ended in your homes, the darkness has been extracted, eliminated. If our life was this forever like this now, what we're doing now, then tell me, imagine the rahmas, the mercies in our homes. Imagine. The salvation would come. Success would come. It's stated in those homes where the dhikr of Allah is performed, Rasulullah said, the angels in the heavens, you are seen in the heavens, you are glowing and you are glittering, just like the stars in the darkness of the night, how they glow in the skies. You, when the angels see you, you look like glowing stars. In those homes where the dhikr of Allah is performed, those dhakireen, they look like twinkling stars. The daughter is doing dhikr, the husband is doing dhikr, the son is doing dhikr, your children are doing dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala says that this scene is witnessed by the angels. Allah Ta'ala has presented that just like there's a dark, intense night of intense darkness, and in that night, if you look into the clouds, you see the twinkling stars, isn't it? In the darkness, you say, MashaAllah, look at the stars, they're glowing and they're shining. In the same way, the whole world is dark. It's immersed in dhulam, oppression, kharafat, the loss. But that house where dhikr is done, that is glowing like the stars, and the angels are looking at that house from the heavens, that this is the light in the dunya, just in those homes where the dhikr of Allah is performed. So in that house where the dhikr of Allah is done, so much noor comes, so much light comes. So that human being, imagine the noor and the light in his heart, the one who does the dhikr of Allah. Tell me, how does that glow? How does that heart shine? Imagine the glitter, the glow, the shine, the noor. How can there be sin in the heart and darkness? No, this is hadith, straightforward, clear. So this is dhikr of Allah, my brothers, a great action, massive action, such a massive tawfiq of Allah. And this is the shake, Allah shaking the people of Iman, inshaAllah. Let's go towards the dhikr of Allah, as promised, morning and evening, we'll do the dhikr of Allah. In the day, we'll make a schedule that we will attach ourselves to a friend of Allah and ask him, tell us please, how should we do dhikr, and which tasbihat should we do? And he will prescribe to you, he'll inform you, because he, the teacher, he is the mahir, the expert, he's the specialist, like the physician, isn't he? Allah Ta'ala has given him this ilm, this knowledge. That people, he will tell the people that how to do dhikr of Allah morning, what dhikr should you do evening, what dhikr should you do, which tasbihat should you do, how should you spend the day. MashaAllah. Great. Allah has made it so. A person can't do it on his own. He's thinking, so I'll do this, do that, don't know how much to do. Make a tartib, a schedule in your life. Yeah? A timetable. Get the guidance from a friend of Allah. Yes? Fas'alu ahla dhikr. Allah says in the Quran, إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go to the people who know. If you do not know, go to the people who know. Ask them and solve your schedule and issues through the guidance. That's what you should do. Ask the people of dhikr. Allah says, if you don't have the ilm, the knowledge, ask the experts. The experts, they'll tell you, they'll prescribe to you, they'll give you the formula, they'll explain to you, they'll advise you. But what a wasteful life, what a dark life, I tell you, the Quran is telling us. Totally, totally dark. Just like today, the sickness that has come, this disease, all darkness everywhere. House people sealed in their homes, stuck in their homes, sat inside. There's fear spread across everyone without dhikr. A person whose life without dhikr becomes like this. This is the scene Allah Ta'ala has drawn in the world. That life devoid of dhikr, this is the consequence. Kharafat, loss beyond loss and darkness and fear. Yes? So what's the consequence of darkness? A person who doesn't have dhikr in his heart, and if he doesn't have dhikr in his life, then inside him he has those things which will be the luggage of hellfire. And that's the love of the dunya. Yes, just money, wealth and maal. So much love he'll have in his heart. So much love he'll have in his heart for the dunya. Walking, talking, standing, sitting, lying, whilst urinating, whilst talking, friendship. Every moment he'll be worried about maal and money and notes. And this is a proof. This is a proof that he's totally in the darkness, because this is a luggage of Jahannam that's attached to him. This is the sign of those people who are lazy and negligent of the dhikr of Allah. They acquire these bad habits. But alhamdulillah, those people who do the dhikr of Allah, in whose hearts there's the remembrance of Allah, then they follow a schedule in their life, in their day, those people, they don't have love with the dunya. Yes, they live in the world and they acquire according to their needs, but they're not crazy and mad over the dunya. They're not a junoon and day and night, this worry and this much, run this much, do this, do that. This is a sign. The Quran has stated this is the sign. Hubbu dunya will be in that person, love of the dunya will be in that person who will be jahannami, destined for hellfire. The person who has hubbu dunya, love the world in this world, and this is the sign, that this is the sign of the person who's wandering and going towards hellfire, because these are things of Jahannam that he loves. But the person who has the dhikr of Allah, he'll have schedule in life, he'll go to work and home, he'll earn, he'll go for his wife, children, and he'll, according to a good standard of life, he'll earn. He won't be worried after that, do I have this, I don't have that. Always he won't have a fear and a loss in his heart. He won't be ill all the time that I need to make this and that. He won't have greed, always thinking, I'm not enjoying my life, I haven't got enough, etc. That, for example, always I've heard from people, how's your business operating? Oh, I'm not enjoying myself. Last Christmas was a good sale. This year, low turnover. I'm not enjoying myself. There's a difference in accounting. And you're surprised to hear that first. What's the difference? He said, oh, just £5 less was the turnover. It's not the same as it was before. £5. This is the consequence. If you don't do the dhikr of Allah, a person becomes like this. Shaitaniyat actions and wild actions, immodest actions, bad actions, and he tries to satisfy himself through that. And he thinks, I'm fine. This is the sign of a person who's jahannami, destined for hell. But the dhakir who remembers Allah, subhanallah, his heart will not feel that he is busy and occupying those things. He'll dislike those things. This is a promise of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that I will extract you from the bad. Allah says that لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ لَنُوَدَوْنَا. The love of the world come out, haram, love of haram things come to your heart, and you won't be done. And I'm surprised that at this moment in time, even now, look at the darkness around the world in the homes. Even now, people, when the people of the world are dying, and people, they're trying to run around to earn money. Businesses, they're running, they're stocking up and hoarding, they're buying such things, hoarding. There's something that was 50 pence, they're selling for £10, buying it from somewhere and hoarding it and hiking the price. Buy £10, I've got the stock, come to me, shall I give to you? La Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah is the greatest. You don't know what condition the world's in, and the storm is here in front of us, and they're still running after profit and money. This is the Jahannami person, destined for hell. Let's compare ourselves. And this is called darkness, about which Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ الْأَنُونَ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Just my mercy is only for those mu'mineen. Who are those mu'mins? Who morning and evening do the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah. And it cannot be that a person without dhikr he acquires Allah's mercy, and without Allah's mercy, a person in no way can he or she have sakin and contentment in the heart through the things of the world. Impossible. He cannot be saved. Cannot be saved. Cannot be saved. In this condition he passes away, in these sort of circumstances and days. In this condition and circumstance, he dies, and then the next man, whoever he leaves, his inheritor, and that person then continues that game and that play to acquire the dunya. No tarbiyah of children, no tarbiyah of the wife, no khawf, no fear, no sunnah, no halal, haram, no differentiation between good and bad, nothing. Why? Because he didn't do dhikr. Where there's no dhikr, there will be darkness. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Say it, subhanallah. Allah's glory. Allah's glory. Say subhanAllah, those who have got the understanding and have understood that okay, we're maybe whatever we are, let's grab hold of this action at least. Yes, when it's announced that take hold of the lantern, the light, and whichever darkness you go, there will be illumination. Every person can take that lantern and go into the darkness, get the light. Allah says, take hold of my dhikr, my remembrance, inshallah, in your homes, in your lives, till the hereafter. Noor ala noor, light beyond light, guidance beyond guidance. So remember this, what is the summary? What is it, what we're discussing? The first thing that we understand from dhikr is that our lives, all the problems, difficulties, haram lifestyle, disobedient sins, disobedient children, ajib, illnesses of the nafs, of the soul, of the spirit, are all due to the fact that Allah's rahman, blessings, mercy and blessings are in our life. And don't try to solve this through magic, sorcerers, shaitan, exorcist, he did this, he did, no solution. Only one reason, Allah's blessings and mercies are devoid, they're not in our life. That's why shaitan is here, that's why there's magic, that's why there's loss, that's why there's darkness. That's why the children are disobedient, that's why we go towards haram, that's why we do the haram actions, that's why we consume haram. So, immediately repent to Allah, true, sincere repentance, and grab hold of the remembrance of Allah. That's it. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَصَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. Allah says, remember me. ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Do كَثِيرًا ذِكْر. High quantity, abundance, morning and evening. Remember Allah. Subhanallah. Allah has given two methods. And through this tariqah, method that Allah Ta'ala has given, we should do these actions. If you're lazy, shaitan is there. Yeah, laziness. And Allah says, do this action, then why should there be laziness and negligence? If you're lazy, then you'll have loss. There will be loss. Well, let's pray to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us all the ability and capability, that without dhikr, may Allah Ta'ala save us from a life without dhikr. This is adab. A life without dhikr. May Allah save us from a life where there's no dhikr in therein. May Allah save us from that time where there's no dhikr. May Allah save us from that moment where there's no dhikr. May Allah save us from that breath, in that breath there is no dhikr. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah says every breath you inhale, exhale, it should be with the dhikr of Allah. That breath is a waste which doesn't have dhikr of Allah. So, and our lives pass without dhikr. Our lives pass without dhikr. What do we say? That day is a waste where there's no turnover. Where we can't make pounds. We say that day is a waste. Yes, if I don't make a turnover profit, oh, my day's gone to waste. I've not earned anything. I haven't sold anything. I haven't profited from anything. Look at the difference. Look at the difference. Soon as you start doing the dhikr, inshallah, the love from the wretched dunya will diminish and evaporate. The mounds of money that you want to hoard, that passion will evaporate. How much does a person take with him? Tell me. How much will he take? How much does he acquire? How much does he take? A big burden he leaves after him. Just the amount you've got, eat, and the amount Allah's given to, alhamdulillah, have a standard of life. That's it. That's it. 8 hours. This is my business. 8 hours. Whatever I attain, halal earnings, that's good enough for me. End of story. Taking loans and lying and going to interest and doing wrong actions and just running around. This is adab. This is adab. Yes, this is worse than coronavirus, this adab. Worse. This adab has come for this. This disease that we've got here now is due to this. May Allah Ta'ala give us all understanding. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وزوجه محمد المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا عزلنا وجدنا خطبنا عودنا كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسررت تعالى به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع ربنا يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم نسلك اللف والعافية من الوطن الدين والدنيا نحن بعد اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في امور كلها وجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والاخره يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفرنا في بدني اللهم اغفرنا في سمعي اللهم اغفرنا في بصري لا اله الا انت اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله آمين مولا ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے آمین مولا ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے آمین مولا ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے اللہ ہمیں سیدھا راستہ نصیب فرما اللہ ہمیں ہدایت الصراط المستقیم نصیب فرما اللہ ہمیں سیدھا راستہ نصیب فرما اس راستے پہ استقامت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمیں برائیوں سے بچا لے یا اللہ اندھیروں سے ہمیں نکال لے یا اللہ اندھیروں سے ہمیں نکال لے شرک سے بدعت سے بری چیزوں سے میرے مولا ہمیں بچا لے حرام سے ہمیں بچا لے اے میرے مولا اپنے عذابوں سے ہمیں بچا لے یا اللہ ہماری نافرمانیوں سے یا اللہ ہماری نافرمانی کی وجہ سے ہمیں رسوا نہ فرما یا اللہ ہمیں ذلیل نہ فرما اپنے عذابوں سے ہمیں نہ مار میرے مولا تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ توبہ کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو نرم فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو نرم فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی طرف راغب فرما دے یا کریم ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی طرف راغب فرما دے یا اللہ پھر شکر کرنے والا ذکر کرنے والا فکر کرنے والا یا اللہ تیری اطاعت کرنے والا تیری فرما برداری کرنے والا تیری طرف رجوع کرنے والا تیرے لیے گریہ کرنے والا یا اللہ تیرے لیے گلہ گریہ کرنے والا دل عطا فرما دے یا رحم الرحمین ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے لواحقین جو اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں کی بخشش فرما دے اے میرے مولا جو حالات آج کل چل رہے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے تمام مومن مولات سے محفوظ فرما یا اللہ تمام ذاکرین کو اس سے محفوظ فرما تمام میرے مولا عالم کے لوگوں کو اس سے محفوظ فرما اے میرے مولا جن کے لیے تو نے عذاب اتارا ہے میرے مولا تو بہتر جانتا ہے تیری حکمت مبنی ہے میرے مولا کون سا تم سے انتقام لے جاتا ہے کون سی گناہوں کون سے بدلہ لینا چاہتا ہے اے میرے مولا ہمیں ظلم سے بچا لے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تحقیر سے بچا لے یا اللہ قرآن کی ہمیں عزت نصیب فرما یا اللہ مساجد کی عزت نصیب فرما یا کریم ہمیں قرآن کی عزت نصیب فرما مساجدوں کی ہمیں عزت نصیب فرما علوم کی ہمیں عزت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا جو تیرے شعائر ہیں اس کی نصیب فرما یا اللہ تیرا غضب ان پہ اتر جاتا ہے جب وہ لوگ ان کی تحقیر کرتے ہیں یا اللہ تو غضب ناک ہو جاتا ہے میرے مولا جب تیرے محبوب کی تحقیر کی جاتی ہے تیری کتابوں کو جلایا جاتا ہے یا اللہ تیرے مساجد کو گرایا جاتا ہے اے میرے مولا تو اپنے غضب کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ان کو ہدایت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان لوگوں کو ہدایت نصیب فرما ظلم سے باز فرما میرے مولا ظلم سے باز فرما یا اللہ ظلم سے باز فرما یا رحم رحیم ہم ڈرتے ہیں یا اللہ ہم کانپتے ہیں تیرے عذاب سے میرے مولا یا کریم تو ہم اس سے بچا لے یا اللہ بے خوف نہ بنا یا اللہ ہم بے خوف نہ بنا یا اللہ بے خوف نہ بنا ہمارے دلوں کو خوف زدہ بنا دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو خوف زدہ بنا دے اتنا خوف عطا بنا اللہ میں اللہ ہمیں اتنا خوف عطا فرما کہ تیری فرما برداری کی طرف بھاگنا شروع ہو جائے اے میرے مولا ہمیں اتنا خوف عطا فرما کہ تیری فرما برداری کی طرف بھاگنا شروع ہو جائے تیری نافرمانیوں سے بچنا شروع کر دیں میرے مولا یا اللہ سے خوف عطا فرما کہ ہم جہنم کی آگ سے بچنے کی کوشش کرنا شروع کر دیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم پریشان حال ہو جائیں یا اللہ سے خوف عطا فرما یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم رحم عطا فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہمارے بچوں کو نیک کر دے، یا اللہ جو پریشان حال ہے پریشانی کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ جو عجیب و غریب بیماری میں مبتلا ہے میرے ان کی بیماری کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ جو خواتین نے مجھ سے دعا کیا اپنی بیماریوں کی دعا کی میرے مولا، تو اس بابرکت مجلس کے تفیل سے ان کے بیماریوں کو دور فرما دے، پریشانی کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ صبر نصیب فرما دے، توکل نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ تیرے فیصلوں پہ راضی ہونا نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا، یا کریم ہمارے رزق میں برکت نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین، آمین.